The business news starts with the awarding of the Nobel Prize in the Dismal Science. American Edmund S. Phelps is the winner of the 2006 Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. He's a professor at Columbia University in New York and the sixth American to win a Nobel Prize this year. NPR's Adam Davidson is covering this story. And Adam, what did he win for?
He won for some amazing work he did in the mid-60s, 1960s. He's at Columbia now, but he did the work at Yale. Basically, before Edmund Phelps, there was a very simplistic model called the Phillips curve that said that the less the unemployment rate is, the lower the unemployment rate is, the higher inflation will go in a very sort of one-to-one ratio. Edmund Phelps did was say, well, wait a second, that does seem to happen in the short run, but over the long term, it doesn't work that way. And the long-term implications of Phelps's work is there was a tremendous amount of confidence in a central government's ability to control the economy, to determine exactly where employment rates will be. And Phelps basically said, no, guys, you can't do it. It's too complicated. And the central government has much less power to determine what employment rates will be.
And I suppose then that his work has affected the interest rates that we pay, since people at the Fed and elsewhere try to figure out where the economy is going using the statistics that he studied.
This is really applicable stuff, what Phelps did, and it is used every day by the Federal Reserve Bank and by other government policymakers really all over the world. It has transformed the way central banks operate and what our interest rates are. Basically, what Phelps said is the lower interest rates are, you don't just get lower inflation right then, but you create a culture of lower inflation that creates lower expectations of inflation that has much more benefits than previously understood.
Adam, they do call it the dismal science, and the reason they call it is because they say that economists may, how do you know which economist ever really knows why the economy goes one way or another? How do you figure out which guy is actually deserving of a Nobel Prize, who actually knew what he was talking about?
Yeah, I've heard that joke that economists are really good at predicting the past, but not so good at predicting the future. I'd say Phelps is probably one of the guys more deserving if your calculus is people who came up with theories that seem to mirror how the world actually works. He made a previously very simplistic model much more complicated and much more able to understand the world. And it's not a hardcore predictive model. In other words, he's not someone who's going to say in 6 months, here's what inflation rates will be or here's what employment rates will be. Basically, what he said is it's more tricky than you understand. So your confidence in being able to predict is probably off. So he won for the complication that he brought to the profession.
So the man who said, be careful what you can know in economics, wins the prize. Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Adam Davidson. And again, the winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics is American Edmund S. Phelps.